We have one song, and to all those who are online as well, welcome to GCFE. I just want to share with you a word before we sing. This is from Romans chapter 8, verse 31, then 32, 35, and 37. So we will read parts of the Romans 8 only. It says here, "What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all? How will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword?" And then 37, "No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us." And 38, "For I am sure that neither death nor life nor angels nor rulers nor things nor present nor things to come nor powers." Then 39, "Nor height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, our Lord." And we are going to sing that song. So there is a song exactly like that. So we will sing "God is for us." And before we sing, we just ask grace from the Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for all the benefits that you are giving to us every day, for your grace, Panginoon. We believe, Lord God, that anyone who is gathering one or two or more in your name, there you are in our midst, Panginoon. Guide us, Lord God, in your word. Use us mightily, especially Pastor Irwin, who will speak your word, Panginoon. We thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
The battle, we won't fear the night. We will walk the valley with you be our side. You will go before us, you will lead the way. We have found a refuge, only you can save. Sing with joy now, our God is for us. Our Father in love is a strong and mighty force. Today's your greater, who can stand against us if our God is for us? Even when I stumble, even when I fall, even when I turn back to your love, you will not abandon, you will not forsake, you will chill me on. His love is a strong and mighty force. Raise your voice now, oh, love is greater. Who can stand against us if our God is for us? Peter, hi. Neither height nor depth can separate us. For us, the Father's love is a strong and mighty force. Raise your voice now, your love is greater. Who can stand against us?
Please be seated. Let's proceed down to our prayer time. Do you have your prayer list with you? Do you have your prayer list with you? For those who are watching us online, kindly download it in your devices so that you can view your prayer list. And okay, let's proceed now to our prayer time. Let's pray first for our country and for our church. Let's spend 10 to 15 minutes to pray for our country. Let's pray for our country, for unity and wisdom, for our leaders, and for the country's successful fight against COVID-19. And let's pray also for our church. Let's pray for church leaders and ministry heads for their faithful service and protection and testimonies. And let's pray also for our volunteers. And of course, let's pray for the in-person midweek services and Sunday worship services this February. And let's pray for good health and protection for all who will attend. So let's spend 10 to 15 minutes to pray for our country and for our church. As we continue our prayer time, let's spend our prayer. Let's pray for our families and the members of this church. Let's pray for a God-centered family. And let's pray for our members of the church. Let's pray for their provision, for their safety. And let's pray for members who needs healing. Okay, let's pray for them for 10 minutes.
Thank you.
Good evening, GCFEs. So let's sing our final song for tonight. It's Psalm 121. I lift my eyes.
I lift my eyes
Please welcome Pastor Erwin.
Take your seats. Shall we pray? Let's just pray. Loving God, less of us and more of you. This is our heart's desire tonight. We thank you, Lord, for the faith. We thank you, Lord, for the prayer. Thank you, Lord, for the answers to these prayers. And we are just humbled, Lord, as we are looking at your tabernacle, seeing how no one can enter the Holy of Holies but one person once a year. And yet here we are, Lord, in your midst, in your presence, yet we're not being consumed. Lord, huwag niyo pong hayaan ang mga katotohanan ito ay alam lang namin. We pray, Lord, that these truths would indeed stain our souls, change our will, mold our minds, and affect our whole being. Be people who are grateful, people who are prayerful, and people who are worshipful. Because Lord, yung lang naman talaga ang dapat naming gawin sa inyo pong harapan. Papurihan ka, sambahin ka, at mahalin ka. And now Lord, we just thank you for the privilege of being again in your word. Our desire right now, Lord, is that anuman pong alalahanin namin, all the concerns, all the cares, Lord, we have laid them all at your feet. And so, Lord, we pray that you would give us undivided attention so that we would listen, so that we would heed to the call to live for you. And as we open your word, we pray indeed, Lord, that we would be blown away by the genius of Scripture. We worship tonight. We love you, Lord. Kindly teach us as we open your word. In Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen. Before we begin our study, gusto ko lang pong paalahanan yung mga nandito sa ating sanctuary that this prayer list, pwede nyong iuwi so that you could be praying for them, praying for all the concerns. And if you can, if you want to update this every now and then so you would know how God is answering our prayers. Doon naman po sa nanonood sa atin online, you could download, especially those who are part of this church. We have been given giving a copy of this through our threads, diba? Messengers sa Facebook. So, again, we are looking at the tabernacle. Sabi natin, God has expressed His desire to be with His people. In the ancient Near East, natutunan natin na kung saan napakaraming mga Diyos-Diyosan, right? There are many. Diba? Nakita natin sa Exodus, sa Egypt pa lamang. Ang dami nilang Diyos. And now we know that these are not true gods. They are just copies. They are not actually gods. Pero sabi natin, in the ancient Near East, all these other false deities are very distant. Napakalayo nila. In fact, they are very capricious. In fact, sabi nga ng isang manunulat, ang mga Diyos-Diyosan daw ng unang panahon, especially in the ancient Near East, masyadong suplado. But not the one true God. The one true God is different. Remember, we're looking at the giving of the instructions as to how they would make the tabernacle. Sa simula pa lang, di ba? Exodus 25, look at verse 1. At the beginning of the giving of instructions, we read, 25 verse 1, the Lord said to Moses, stop right there. Lord, capital L-O-R-D, all caps. Tapos after nun, binigay ng Panginoong Diyos kay Moses ang detalye about the tabernacle. But again, notice that God referred to Himself as He is giving away, giving the instructions with regards to His tabernacle. He presented Himself as Lord, Yahweh. And we know what that means, di ba? Hindi ako magsasawang paulit-ulit sabihin na Yahweh means the self-existing one. The self-sufficient one, the one who does not need anything. Therefore, kung hindi niya kailangan ng anuman, He is powerful. And we know that He is powerful and glorious. Therefore, He should be served. Therefore, He should be feared. Therefore, He should be worshipped. Yes, this is Yahweh, Lord, who is transcendent, beyond us, above us, not like us. Because biblical theology tells us that God cannot be contained by any man-made structure. Remember Acts 17, 24 to 25? The God who made the world and everything in it, being the Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in temples made by man, nor is He served by human hands. Hindi niya kailangan tayo. As though He needed anything, since He Himself gives to all mankind life and breath and everything. Ito si Yahweh. Ito ang transcendent one, beyond us, glorious. But this same God, this Yahweh, is also the same God who wants to dwell with His people, who wants to tabernacle with His people. Kaya nga binigyan sila ng instruction, hindi ba? Papaano ang dapat nilang gawin to build a dwelling place for Him. At sabi natin, the last time we were together, this is not for Him to reside in this physical structure. Because we already said, no structure can contain Him, but this is just for Him to be present with His people. He wants to dwell with His people. He wants to be among His people. Ulitin ko, this is talking about a transcendent God, but a God who is also immanent. Pag narinig niyo yung transcendent and immanent, transcendent meaning beyond us, napakalaki, hindi natin kapareho, but immanent means He wants to be close to us. He's near. He is near. Unlike the other false gods, the one true God, yes, He is transcendent, but He is near. How near? Sa setting natin pinag-aaralan, binibigyan nga sila ng instruction, hindi ba? Para ito ang gagawin nyo so that He could be dwelling with His people, that He could be tabernacling with His people. Now, in this side of the cross, He dwells not in physical structures. He indwells His people. And that is so encouraging, di ba? Truly, God indeed is Emmanuel, God with us. Now, nung tayo nag-aaral last week, we looked at the inner part of the tabernacle. Di ba sabi natin, yung structure ng last few sections or last few chapters ng Exodus, 25 to 31, we would hear how the parts are being listed from the most sacred to the least sacred. Dun sa last part naman, ipapakita sa atin kung paano nila na-accomplish yun. And now we saw, last time we were together, the inner part of the tabernacle. Sabi natin, ito yung tinatawag natin most holy place or holy of holies. Where we find, again, tabernacle, He wants to be present. We find in the most holy place, the Holy of Holies, the Ark of the Covenant, where we find the majestic and the merciful presence of Yahweh. Majestic kasi, sabi natin, the Ark of the Covenant cannot be touched. It's so glorious. It cannot be touched. Once you try to do so, one would die. Dapat galing lamang sa isang grupo ng tao ang pwedeng humawak sa kanya, and kaya nga meron lalagyan ng handles so that they would not even touch the Ark of the Covenant, pointing to the majestic presence of God. Pero sabi natin, itong Ark of the Covenant has a lid on it. The mercy seat wherein we would see the merciful presence of God. We learn that over the mercy seat is where God would speak to His people. And therefore, we know that this points to Christ. Majestic, yet merciful. Hindi ba? Then, lumabas tayo ng konti. From the most holy place, we went out, and now we are in the holy place. Sabi natin, the furniture to the north or sa right side, pag magagaling ka sa labas, when you enter the holy place, we would see the table of showbread, wherein we would see 12 loaves of bread. Sabi natin, hindi kagaya ng loaf ng gardenia, no? Nakastack siya. These are unleavened bread, stacked in two stacks of six. 12 pointing to the 12 tribes. And sabi natin, unlike the ways that they were doing worship then, di ba, sa kalakaran nila, ang pag may makita kang mga pagkain sa kanilang altar, sa templo nila, it's an offering to their God for this God to eat it. But we said hindi ganun. Sabi nga natin, hindi niya kailangan ng kahit sino man, kahit anuman. But we know that this is to show His presence. And this presence is pointing to His provision. He is present majestically, holy, transcendent. Hindi pwedeng loko-loko. You need to be serious when you go to His presence. But He's also merciful, wherein we would see the atonement being done for those who would believe in Him. We see in the table of showbread His presence through His provision. Right? Sabi natin, ang isang lugar na walang pagkain, dalawang bagay lang. Walang tao, okay, walang pambili ng pagkain. Pero mostly, walang tao. Thus, the bread was to show that there's presence there. God is there through His provision. As we go back to our study, we still are in the most the holy place. Lumabas tayo ng konti, and now we will be looking at the furniture opposite the showbread, and that is the golden lampstand. So if you have your Bibles with you, kindly turn your Bibles to Exodus 25. We'll be looking at mixing talata lang, 31 to 40. Exodus 25, 31 to 40. Follow along as I read it. You shall make a lampstand of pure gold. The lampstand shall be made of hammered work. Its base, its stem, its cups, its calyxes, and its flowers shall be of one piece with it. And there shall be six branches going out of his sides, three branches of the lampstand out of the one side of it, and three branches of the lampstand out of the other side of it. Three cups made like almond blossoms, each with calyx and flower on one branch. And three cups made like almond blossoms, each with calyx and flowers, and flower on the other branch. So for the six branches going out of the lampstand. And on the lampstand itself, there shall be four cups made like almond blossoms, with their calyxes and flowers. And a calyx of one piece with it, under each pair of six branches going out from their lampstand. Their calyxes and their branches shall be of one piece with it, the whole of it a single piece of hammered work of pure gold. You shall make seven lamps for it, and the lamp shall be set up so as to give light on the space in front of it. Its tongs and their tray shall be of pure gold. It shall be made with all these utensils out of a talent of pure gold. And see that you make them after the pattern for them, which is being shown you on the mountain. Maiksi lang ating passage ngayon. Ilang verse ba yan? 10 verses? Right? So, again, friends,
kung hindi natin, hindi tayo careful. Kasi nung unang panahon, when we read this, yung kaibahan dyan, kandilabra. Kandilabra ba tayo? Kandilaria. Keso yung kandilaria, di ba? Kandilabra. Right? O menorah. If the Ark of the Covenant was the source of light in the innermost part, the most holy place, the golden lampstand there, then as you go out, nasa holy place ka, is the source of light. The only source of light sa holy place. Tandaan nyo mga kapatid, tent ito. Later on we would read, makapal na mga garments ipapatong doon, walang window. So it would be dark there. How can the priest minister there? So ang golden lampstand to the left, opposite the table of showbread, is the only source of light in the holy place. And just like the bread presents presence in the house, diba? Light also show us presence. Ano nga sabihin nyo sa isang bahay na walang ilaw? It's either naputulan ng kuryente o walang tao, tama? So it's pointing again to the presence of God. At pansin ninyo, ang lampstand, dahil andun pa siya sa loob ng pinakasentro ng tabernakulo, what is it made of? Gold. You would be, I'm going ahead of myself, but you would be amazed that the furnitures inside the most holy place and the holy place are all made of gold. The rest of the furnitures outside, in fact, dun sa temple courts are made of bronze. Telling us, yung nasa loob, valuable, precious, therefore we should love it. We should love Him. Right? Pansin niyo ulit yung instruction. Again, 10 verses na naman ito eh. I want you to look at your own Bibles. Yung mga nanood sa atin sa Facebook or sa YouTube, kindly look at your Bibles. I want you to see this for yourself. Diba, nung binabasa ko, it's a mouthful. Sabi, you shall make a lampstand of pure gold. Pure gold. The lampstand shall be made of hammered work. Its base, its stem, its cups, its calyxes, its flowers. What can you say? What can you see? Intricate design. Tama? Detailed design. Ang sabi natin last time, nung nag-start tayo sa pag-aaral nito, yes, Moses was given instructions. But we said, he was not just being given verbal instructions. He was being given visual instructions. Right? Hindi lang verbally, it was shown to him. He was receiving visual instructions. Kasi, di ba, pansinin ninyo mga kapatid, as you look at your Bibles, yung detail, yung intricacies, posible kang magkamali. If I hand you an instruction, if I hand you these verses, if you were Moses and I give it to you, then paano ko gawin to? Yes, I know it's made out of gold, one piece of gold. It has to have six branches, three on each side. The probability of you not getting this, diba? So therefore, we know that this was actually also given as a visual instruction, telling us that Moses was looking at a finished entity, finished product. Sabi natin, it's a picture of what we know is in heaven. In fact, tingnan niyo sa verse 40. And see that you make them after the pattern for them, which is being shown you. Diba? Nakita natin yan sa unang mga talata. Indeed, Moses need to get this precisely. Therefore, this is not just a verbal instruction. This is a visual instruction. Again, Hebrews chapter 8, verse 5 tells us, all the Levitical aspect of the Levitical priesthood and sacrifice and the tabernacle, they serve a copy and shadow of the heavenly things, sabi ng writer ng Hebrews. For when Moses was about to erect the tent, he was instructed by God, saying, see that you make everything according to the pattern that was shown you on the mountain. It was shown to him. Hebrews 9 speaks of the same. Ngayon, yung lampstand, mga kapatid, again, is among the furniture sa loob ng tabernacle na masyado siyang intricate. It's the most ornate piece in the tabernacle, of course, next to the Ark of the Covenant. Can you look again at the passage? Gusto ko makita nito eh. What are the repeated words or phrases? Let me give you, of course, aside from lampstand or lamp, na paulit-ulit sinasabi, look at verse 31, calyxes. 31, flowers. 32, branches. 32, branches. 33, almond blossoms. 33, calyx. 33, flower. 33, branch. 33, almond blossom. 33, calyx, flower, branch, branches, almond blossom, calyxes, flowers, branches, calyx, calyxes, branches. What do you see? Oftentimes, when we talk about the lampstand, we just picture the lampstand, ang focus on sa lights. Yes, the light is very important, but just the same, yung itsura ng lampstand is also important. Ano yung sinakalyx? Sino nakakaintindi ng calyx? Di ba yung calyx, pag yung isang flower, ba ito yung stem? Tapos, di ba, before siya maging flower, naka-ganon siya. Tapos, pag nag-bloom na siya, yung calyx is the green part na nag-hold nung flower. That's the calyx. And what do we see here? Hindi lang siya mukhang candelabra. It's actually pointing to an intricate design. The lampstand was made to look like a real plant or a tree. Right? Bakit kaya? It resembled a tree with the cups, with the calyxes, with blossoms, di ba? At ang nabanggit, di ba? Almond blossoms. Bakit kaya almond blossoms ang binanggit? In their time, ang almond plant is the first to bloom in the year. And now, many scholars believe that God did this by design, commanding a floral design in order to remind the Israelites of the tree of life in the Garden of Eden. Ang galing, di ba? So again, when you look at the golden lampstand, huwag natin isipin lang yung lights lang. Anong itsura niya? It's not just like any other lampstand. It would look like a tree. It would look like a plant. Sabi nung ilang komentarista, it points to the tree of life in the Garden of Eden. Appropriate siya na panukala. Appropriate siya na conclusion. As true life is found only in the Lord's presence. We're talking about God's presence. And now, here we have a lamp made out of gold looking like a tree. Some commentaries say it points to the tree of life. And we know that in God's presence, there is life. Psalm 16, verse 11. You make known to me the path of life. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. So we see, it's pointing to God as the source of life. Sabi ng ilan, the blossoming is all actually pointing also is a picture of, di ba, naalala nyo, yung staff ni Aaron, may hahamon sa kanya, and then God would make it bloom overnight. They say it's pointing to that as well. Again, may practical purpose yung lampstand. Sabi natin, ito'y ilaw doon sa holy place. Kasi, ano gagawin ng pare kung wala siyang ilaw? He would have a table of showbread without lights, then he would probably stumble. He would probably fall, right? So, itong mga intricate design nito, yes, they are packed with symbolism, but it also serves a practical purpose. Now, sabi nga yung almond blossom, parang bumukadkad na ganun. When we talk about lamps, and don't ever think na may kandila. It's a lamp. May oil, may mitsa, may wick, right? So aside from helping the priest see, we know that this is a picture of truth. That God is light. And in Him, there is no darkness at all. Again, dahil nga itong lamps na to ay malapit sa Holy of Holies, it's made out of gold. Kasi it needs to be in the presence of, oh, it's near the presence of God. Therefore, it needs to be made out of precious metal. Anong sabi dyan sa ating binasa? It should be made of hammered work. Ito, ang ganda nito eh. So, ang sabi, di ba, it should be made of one piece gold. Tama? How can you do that? Again, maraming nagko-contest. Saan sila nakakuha ng ginto? We have that covered already, di ba? Galing ito sa Egypt. When God told them, pag alis nyo, bibigyan kayo ng ginto, bibigyan kayo ng riches ng mga Egyptians. But here we see, sabi ngayon, a talent of pure gold, hammered work. Yung sartang hammered work, some commentators say, it needs to have a parang hulmahan. How do you do that? How can you make a structure out of one piece of gold? Kailangan may hulmahan, hammer mong ganon, so for you to make a one piece, 75-pound gold. Yung hulmahan mo, dapat inukit mo muna kung ano itsura nung dapat mong kalabasan so that you would make that as you hammer it, as you yung magpupukpuk ka, di ba? So, imagine friends, the artistry, the craftsmanship here. Anong significance ng lampstand? Yes, we've seen that. Intricate design, mukhang halaman, mukhang tree. It's pointing to the tree of life. We know that this is, ito kunyari yung candle, yung isang branch, tatlong sanga sa kabila. So, seven lahat in all, ang ilaw niya. So, what is the importance of the lampstand? Are you ready for this? We know that it's pointing to Christ, tama? Yeah, and that's true. Did you know that it's also pointing to the Trinity? How so? Again, the unique lampstand symbolizes Christ as the embodiment and the expression of our triune God. San siya gawa? Made out of gold, precious. And gold, some commentators say, symbolizes God the Father. He's precious. He's divine nature. Sabi natin, hammered work, hinulma. This gold was beaten into a form para ng lampstand, which symbolizes, some scholars say, God the Son, who is the embodiment of God the Father. John 14, 9-11, sabi ni Cristo, Jesus said to him, verse 9, have I been with you so long and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Verse 10, do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority. But the Father who dwells in me does his work. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Or else believe on the account of the works themselves. Sabi nga, di ba? The lampstand should be hammered. Kailangan mo ng hulmahan. It's an embodiment of the Son as the perfect image of the Father. Colossians 1, 15. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. Colossians 2, verse 9. For in Him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily. So it speaks of God the Father. It speaks of God the Son. Seven shining lamps. Pitong ilaw. It symbolizes the Holy Spirit. Revelation 4, verse 5. From the throne came flashes of lightning and rumblings and peals of thunder. And before the throne were burning seven torches of fire, which are the seven spirits of God. Revelation 5, verse 6. And between the throne and the four living creatures and among the elders, I saw a lamb standing as though it has been slain, with seven horns and with seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into the earth. Thus, in the lampstand, the three attributes of the lampstand, its substance, gold, its shape, hammered, its purpose, shining, symbolizes the three divine persons of the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This is actually glorious. Yung descriptions, Exodus 25, portrays the lampstand as a living, growing tree. The lampstand had a central shaft with three branches on each side. Ano sabi ni Kristo? I am a true vine. The picture gives us the impression of a living tree. Isa sa mga desire ng heart ko, mga kapatid, I mean, I share this with one of you, I mean, some of you, is for us to pay attention to the genius of Scripture. If we would just read this in passing, alam na natin ilawan ito. Alam ng karamihan sa atin, it's pointing to Christ. But now we see it's actually pointing also to the triune God. The triune God. The lampstand is a portrait of the triune God embodied in Christ. The life in the lampstand must be divine. Therefore, it's pointing to eternal life. John 1, verse 4. In Him was life. Kayino, kay Kristo. And the life was the light of men. 1 John chapter 5, 11. And this is a testimony that God gave us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. Whoever has a Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. Sabi ni Kristo, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except by me. So what do we see in the golden lampstand? Hindi lang siya ilawan. Yes, it's packed with imagery and symbols. Yes, it's pointing to Christ, but we see it's pointing to the triune God as well. The Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Sa holy place, nakita natin ang ilawan ay ang golden lampstand. And this depicts light. When we talk about light in Scripture, it depicts truth. It depicts knowledge. Pag may ilaw, ano nangyari? It dispels darkness, di ba? Pag may ilaw, anong nangyari? It gives you knowledge. It dispels ignorance. When Jesus spoke, He said, John 8, 12, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. 1 John 1, verse 5, this is the message we have heard from Him and declare to you, God is light. In Him there is no darkness at all. John 1, verse 4, in Him was life, and that life was the light of men. Talon sa verse 9, this was the true light that gives light to every man who comes into the world. As a type, it represented Christ as the ultimate and only source of light and only source of truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. We're looking at the Old Testament, di ba? Sa Old Testament, sa Exodus, we see one lampstand. When we go to Revelation, we would see in Revelation chapter 1, there are seven golden lampstands. And as indicated in verse 20 in Revelation 1, the seven lampstands are the churches. According to verse 11, these seven churches were seven cities. The picture shows that each local church is a lampstand. Nagsimula sa Old Testament, isa lang ang lampstand. Nagtatapos ang New Testament, there are 7 lampstands. Therefore, Revelations 1 are the multiplications of one lampstand in Exodus 25. Friends, sabi ng Panginoon, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. But in Matthew chapter 5, we read, you are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see the good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Napansin nyo anong ginagawa sa atin ng lampstand? Ng pag-aaral sa lampstand? This signifies that the local church are reproductions, are ambassadors of the true light, Jesus Christ. And so let me ask you, are we really shining like lights? Or are we dwindling? Sabi sa Matthew 5, let your light so shine before all men. Kita ba ang light natin nagdinining sa all men? Or are we secret agents? Do people even know that you have embraced the one true light? Are your lives shining like the noonday sun? And so friends, as we look at the golden lampstand, yes, we are looking at the narrative. Yes, we are looking at the instructions given to Moses as to what they should do. And we know with regards to biblical theology, it's not just talking about the instructions given to Moses. Yes, it's pointing to Christ, it's pointing to God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It's pointing to you. Paano ka magniningning? You embrace the one who is the only source of light. As you grow in Christ, as you grow as a believer, grow in the knowledge and truth and grace of God, then and only then will you be transformed from one image to another, looking more like God the Son. Again, friends, this all about God revealing Himself to His people. Because He wants to tabernacle with His people. In this side of the cross, how would people know that God truly exists? How would people know if He truly is the light? Through His people. Through His ambassadors. Through us who are called the light of the world. Ang prayer ko, mga kapatid, sana po, as we look at Scripture, looking at the narrative, 10 verses short, we would never ever forget that everything points to Christ. And as we point to Christ, and if you are a believer of Christ, you would see the responsibility to shine for Christ, to point people to Christ, to declare His excellencies, to shout out His fame. And you know what? We can do that even without moving our mouths. We can shine like the noonday sun as we live for Him and Him alone. As we close this section, looking at the golden lampstand, it's pointing now to us. Hindi po ba? Yes, everything in the tabernacle points to Christ. And in this side of the cross, looking at biblical theology, it points also to how we live for Christ. So are we indeed light of the world? Kayo lang makakasabi, sagot niyan. And I pray deep in my heart that in all honesty, we would say, not perfectly, hindi consistent, but with God's grace, yes. Yes. Ako'y nagniningning para sa Panginoon. At kung hindi, if you assess your life in light of Scripture and if you find yourselves, parang hindi naman ako nagniningning, consider this time, friends, as God's means of grace for you to get to know the light, who is the only way the truth, and life. I pray that you would be given faith. I pray that you would surrender to Him. I pray that you would run to Him in repentant faith and acknowledge Him as the one true light. And by His grace, I pray that we would shine all the brighter, especially now, sa panahon na madilim, saan kukuha ng liwanag? Saan titingin ng liwanag ang mga taong sa paligid natin? You are in the family, in the community, in the workplace that you are in for a reason. Shine. Shine for Christ. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this time. We ask for forgiveness, Lord, kung paano po ay we may not be shining, Lord, for you. Yes, Lord, it is a narrative pointing to the furnitures of the tabernacle, but we know it's packed with symbolism. We know it's pointing to you, and we know that we would not stop there, because as we worship you, we know that it entails responsibility on our side. So Lord, are we really shining for you? Ang dalangin ng puso na ang Panginoon Diyos ay tunay nga pong suriin namin ang ayong mga puso. Siya sa atin nyo, Panginoon Diyos, ang ayong mga puso. In fact, Lord, we pray na sana po gawin yung napakaingay ng pag-uusig ninyo if ever we're not really shining for you. And if we are found not to be genuine believers, we pray that you would have mercy on us. We don't want to be in the dark, Lord. Thank you for this time. Thank you for your word. And we pray, Lord, sa maiksing panahon na ayon pong ginugol sa pag-aaral, may you use this, Lord, to save people. May you use this, Lord, to rebuke some of us. May you use this, Lord, to encourage all of us to shine like the noonday sun, so the people would glorify the Father as they see our good works. The good works that could never save us, but the good works that are fruits of genuine salvation. Kayo po naman magpala sa amin as we depart this place temporarily. We thank you, Lord, for teaching us, and we pray you'd give us traveling mercies as we go back to our respective homes. Sambahin ka, purihin ka, dakilang Diyos, mahal po namin kayo. Lahat pong ito dinadalangin namin sa inyo na may pagpasalamat at pagsamba sa pangalan ni Kristo Jesus, ang tunay na tanglaw ng sanlibutan ito. Amen at amen. God bless you, everyone. Good evening. Ingat kayo. Sa harap panahon kay Jesus na hatay.